So let's just quickly go over the Gemara. Iboilahu. Hai lo yitain lo yachzirhu. Avalishos mashin. Afal pisha eno gorofi eno kotum. Umanu. Umani rab chananyohi. So the first side is that when it says in the Mishnah lo yitain, it means lo yachzir. So you're not allowed to put food onto the kira on Shabbos, but as far as putting it on to the kira on Erev Shabbos, that's okay, and you don't even need a gara for a katum, which would mean, according to this tzad, that our Mishnah reflects the sheet of Chananya, Desanya, Chananya, Omer, Kol Shu Kemichel Ben Josoi, Mutol Lishos Al Gabi Kira, Afal Pishen A Gara Fein A Katum. So it means that even Chananya, who's Mekil, and he allows Shehir on an Eino Gara Fein A Katum, that's only in a case where the food has reached Kemichel Ben Josoi before Shabbos. O Dilma Lishos Tnan. Then it says Lo Yitain, it means Lo Yishe, which means that e gara fekotum in e lo lo, vekolshkein lahachzir, which means that we're not allowed to leave food on an open fire on Erev Shabbos, only in a case of a gara fekotum. And how much more so, it goes without saying that we're not allowed to put food onto a kira on Shabbos. Because again, Chazor is always more chomer than Shehir. Now, if we take the second side, that we need a gara fekotum in order to be matir Shehir, presumably even if the food reached Kemaychem and Josoi in Erev Shabbos, then we're reflecting not the Shita of the Chachomim, but the Shita of the, not the Shita of Chananya, but rather the Shita of the Chachomim that reject the Kula of Chananya. Toshma, now the Gemara is going to be machria in this suffik from the language of the Mishnah, Miriktoni Trey Bavi Vimasnisen, that the Mishnah introduces two sections, and we can only justify these two sections if we make a certain assumption. So let's go through the two sections, or the two clauses, he calls it. Beit Shammai Omrim Chamin Avalotavshil. So Beit Shammai are only makil in the case of liquids, but not in the case of solids. Beit Hillel Omrim Chamin Vitavshil. We can be makil even in the case of solids. Now the word Chamin means hot water. That means it reaches what's called Yad Soletis, but it's boiling hot. Beit Shammai Omrim. Now we have another machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel recorded in our Mishnah. According to Beit Shammai, notlim alvolo machzirin, you can take something off of the fire, but you can't put it back on the fire. Beit Hillel omrim af machzirin, you can return it on Shabbos. Again, we're going to have many different conditions that have to be met in order to allow chazor on Shabbos. But iamrit bishleim lishos tnan, if we're assuming that lishos tnan, which means the following, that when the Mishnah says that you're allowed to leave food on the kira before Shabbos, that means lishos, you're allowed to leave it going into Shabbos. Hachitoni, here's how we're going to read the Mishnah. Kira shehisukua bekash ubegvava. So if we're talking about kash and gvava, those are things, as we said yesterday, that are very flammable. They go up in smoke very quickly. There's no serious chashash of shemi yechata begecholim. Is mashim olel tavshil. Then you're allowed to keep food on this kira before Shabbos. Begefes ubeitzim, but if you're using, let's take the case of eitzim, of wood, which form charcoal. and Gefes also forms charcoal, and therefore we have a problem. Shemichat is lo yisha. You have to make it the kira into a gorof, a kotum, achi yigrof or achi yitain efer. Umahein mashin. And now the Mishnah introduces a machlokas about shehir in a case of a gorof, a kotum. Beit Shammai omrim chamin avalo tavshil, Beit Hillel omrim chamin vitavshil. Well, now we can justify the next clause in the Mishnah, the sefer of the Mishnah. Ki hechi de pligi bilishos, pligi nami bilahachzir. That we have machlokas not only on Shehiya, where Shammai allows Shehiya only in the case of Chamin and Basil, extended even to the case of Tavshil, but pligi nami bilahachzir. Now they have a disagreement about Chazorah. And Beit Shammai omrim notlim avalo machzirin, Beit Hillel omrim af machzirin. So all this fits into place, and we can justify both clauses. And that's called lishos tanan. That's called lishos tanan. Now, if I understand correctly, let me just make the calculation. If we're holding lishos tanan, that was the second possibility of the Gemara Safek, lishos tanan, and that was lechumra. That would mean that we only allowed shehiya if it was a gara for katu. So that's called lishos tanan. Just one second. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Ela i'amrit lahachzir tanan. But if you're going to say that when the Mishnah says lo yitain, it means lo yachzir, which would indicate a kula, that as far as Shehiya is concerned, we don't need a gara for katum, right? Because again, the second side was lishos tanan, and the Mishnah only allows it in the case of a gara for katum. And that possibility works out and justifies the two clauses in our Mishnah. And one clause is a discussion about under what circumstances are you allowed to leave a pot on a fire on a Kira, on Erev Shabbos, which was a Gara for Khatum. And then we're going to add in the Seifa that Ki Hechi the Pligi Belishos, Pligi Nami Belahachzir. But now we're holding, well, we're analyzing the Mishnah according to that Tzad, the first Tzad, which is called Lo Yachzir, which means that we allow Shehiya, just one second, that according to Lahasir Tanan, is we allow Shehiya even if it's not a Goruf and not a Kotum, is now we're in trouble. Why? Because Hachi Ketani. Here's how we have to read the Mishnah according to the first side, which is Lakula, right? That's the Kula of the two tzedakim. Kira shi sikua begav ubigvava, bekashu begvava, is then machzirin ale tavshil. Then you're allowed to put the tavshil back on the fire. But if it was begefes ubezesim lo yachzir achi yigrof o achi yitain efer. So in the case of a stove that was heated up by wood, then you need to make it into a gara for katum. And now we're going to talk about umahe machzirin. Right? In other words, we're going to allow chazara onto a gara for katum. And now we're going to have, the Mishnah is going to record a machlokas beisil beit Shammai, in which Beit Shammai is going to allow Chazorah, but only in Chamin, Beis Hillel even in Tavshit. Beit Shammai Omrim, oh. Now we're up to the Seifa, the second clause. This is going to be the problematic clause. Why? Because it says, Beit Shammai Omrim Lo Notlin, Beit Shammai Omrim Notlin Avalo Machzirin, U Beis Hillel Omrim Af Machzirin. Well, now you're repeating yourself. Hasu Lomali. Because obviously, if we said that the only heter of Chazorah is going to be a case of a Gorif HaKotum, and even so, Beit Shammai only allow you to be Machzir Chamin, so what does it mean when it says in the Sefer, Beit Shammai Omrim, Lo Machzirin? But he writes here, in this last clause, Beit Shammai mean to forbid returning cooked food to the Kira in accordance with their opinion, and Beis Hillel permit returning cooked food in accordance with his opinion. Asu Lamali, it's nothing more than a repetition of the previous one, and therefore the only viable way of explaining our Mishnah is if we assume that the Lo Yitain at the beginning of the Mishnah is referring to Lahachzir. I'm sorry, is referring to Lishos, right? Lishos Tanan, which was the Chumrah that's against Hananya. So again, in the Suffolk of the Gemara, we now have proven that we have to accept the second interpretation, which is called Lishos Tanan, and here the Mishnah stipulates that Shehiyah is only Mutter in a case of a Garif HaKotu. And that's against Hananya. So the Gemara says on the top of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Li Olam Emelecha Lahachzir Tanan. So now the Gemara is going to go back to the first interpretation, the first possibility, in which we were able to reconcile our Mishnah with Hananya by saying that when it says Lo Yachzir, that's because it's on Shabbos itself, but Lishos, which means on Erev Shabbos, then we're allowed to do Shehiyah, even if it's an Eino Garf, Eino Kotler. And that's Hananya. So Liolam Emelecha Lachzir Tanan V'chisurei Mechzer V'hachiktoni. Here's how you have to read the Mishnah. Kira Shehisikua B'kash U'begvava is then Machzirin Olea Tavshil. And Kolshkein, that you're allowed to do Shehiyah, because Machzir Lem Tavshil means on Shabbos itself. Correct? Machzirin Olea Tavshil. Olea means on the Kira. You're allowed to return to the Kira Tavshil. So you left it on Erev Shabbos, you were allowed to leave it on Shabbos, and now you took it off, and you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. And that's because you're dealing with what? With Kash Ubegvava. And there is no Chashash of Chitui. Now we get to Gefes Uvi Eitzim. And we said in the case of Gefes Uvi Eitzim, there's charcoal, and therefore there's a Chashash of Chitui. Is Lo Yachzir. And therefore, to put it back on the fire on the Kira on Shabbos, you're going to need Achi Yigrofi Achi Dita, you need a Gara for a Kotu. Avol Lishos, Mashim, Afal Pisheinu Garof, Vieno Kotum. And now we're reflecting the Shita of what? Of Hananya. Then in the case of Shehiyah, even if it's not a Gara for a Kotum, we're allowed to leave it on the fire. This open fire on Erev Shabbos, just we can't put it back onto the fire on Shabbos unless we have a Garif HaKotu. Umahein Mashim, and this Heter Shehiyah that applies on Erev Shabbos, even on an Einu Garif Einu Kotum, to what does it apply? Beit Shammai Omrim Chamin Avalo Tavshil, Ubeis Hillel Omrim Chamin V'Tavshil. So we're allowed to leave solid food, according to Beis Hillel, on the open fire on Erev Shabbos. Again, it has to be Kemaycha Ben Josai, I think. That's what we discussed before. V'hacha zora di amri l'cha lav l'divri akol. Now that we've said that you're allowed to put it back onto the fire. One second. I'm sorry. We said before that that in a case, now the question is, v'hacha zora di amri l'cha. Now I'm trying to figure out what does he mean by chazor di amri l'cha. Is he talking about kash ubegvava, or is he talking about gefes v'etzim? Well, what's your guess about that? When he says v'hach chazor di amri l'cha, lav l'diri akol hi. Elamachlokas Beit Shammai uBeis Hillel, sheBeit Shammai omrim notlim v'lo machzirin, uBeit Shammai uBeis Hillel omrim af machzirin.
Rashi, the second Rashi.
Yeah. V'hachazor di'amri l'cha. That Rashi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's probably talking about Eitzim Gefes V'Eitzim. Right, because otherwise, I don't know if you need a Gruf and a Ketuma if you're talking about Kash and Gvova. So I think that's a healthy middle of the road assumption here, that we're talking about Kash. I'm sorry, that we're talking about Gefes V'Eitzim. Oh, so now we want to do Chazara onto a Kira that's heated up by Gefes V'Eitzim, and now we're reflecting the Shita of Chananya, that you were allowed to take this Gefes V'Eitzim and you're allowed to mash it on Erev Shabbos, even on an Eidu Garf, Eidu Kotum. Okay, now we're talking about Chazara, and we're saying the following. Ella Machlokes, just one second. Shvei Chamei Omrim Notlim Velo Machzir, Beisil Omrim Machzirim. Okay, so according to Chananya, so the food reached Kimaychu Ben Josai, Shia is permitted on Akira, even though it's an Eino Garaf, Eino Kotum. Now we get to Chazara. Oh, so Chazara, Azara requires a Garaf Kotum. That's what I think is going on over here. When he says that Shehiyah is Machlokas Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, what you're allowed to be Shoah. That's a case of an Eino Garf. Oh, now we're up to Chazara. And once again we have Machlokas Beit Shammai Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel allows Chazara. Now we have to be talking about a Garf and Kotum. Ubeisil omrim af machzirim. Is there any Rashi on that? Af machzirim. Not seeing Rashi here. But I assume af machzirim means if it's a gara for kotu. Let me just see. He has a footnote here. Let's see if that helps me. He says, oh, Chazara is subject to requirement that the kira be shoveled or banked, meaning a gar for kotum. See Rabbi Kiveger. I don't know why we need Rabbi Kiveger on this, but that's what he says here. So this Mishnah now reflects the sheet of Chananya. That means you're allowed to be Masha on an Eino Garof, the Eino Kotum, if it reaches Kimaichel Ben Josoi on Erev Shabbos. So now we're up to Toshma. And I guess, since the Gemara rejected the original proof, and now the Gemara, with this Chisure Mechzura, opens up the possibility of Lishos Tnan, is therefore, the Gemara is left with an unanswered question. So Toshma, the Omer Rabbi Chelbo, Omer Rav Chama Bar Guri, Omer Rav, Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba, Aval Litocha Osur. So according to this sheet of Rabbi Chelbo, this Kula, with regard to placing food on the Kira, only applies al gaba. So I guess the heat, the real heat of the oven is inside the oven. And when we're going to allow now, what are we talking about? When we're going to allow, I think we're talking about Chazor here. Let me just think. In other words, we're distinguishing between on top of the Kira and inside the Kira. He says Rabbi Chelbo is addressing the ruling that permits Shehiya in a Kira even without Garf and Kotum. And he says, although there's no prohibition of Shehiya, that's only if it's on top of the Kira, but it is forbidden to place a pot of food inside the Kira amongst the coals. And Rashi is going to interpret that this has to do with Hatmona. He's insulating with coals. And coals is something that's a Dover Mosef Hevel, that's also even on Erev Shabbos. So let's see what the Gemara is going to do with this statement of Rabbi Chelbo. If we're going with the Kula of the first approach, and the Mishnah reflects the sheet of Chananya, who allows Shehiya on an Eino Garf Eino Kotum, is Hainu Dishani Beitocha Lial Gaba, then we can justify Rabbi Chalbo's distinction. And what we're saying is that Shehiya is Asur, but it has to be qualified. It's not just an open-ended, all-inclusive leniency. Shehiya is, we can be permissible, but only if it's al tocha. There's not so much heat, but not, I'm sorry, al gaba, but not in the case of betocha. Ela iamrit lishos tnan. And now we're going with the second possibility. And that was more lechumra. And that means we rejected Chananya. And we're only going to allow Shehiya if it's a garf katum. Is mali tocha, mali agaba. The Gemara doesn't see the difference between the heat inside and the heat on the outside, because we're talking about a garf katum. So you've already cleaned out the oven of all its coals. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not a proof. Why? Because mi savit Rabbi Chelbo a reisha koi a seifa koi. In other words, we're not talking about Shehiya, and if it's Shehiya, we're holding now against Chananya that you need a garf katum. So what's the machine on top of the kira or inside the kira? But rather, we're talking about chazara. I'm sorry. We're talking about chazara. A seifa koi, who beisil omrim af machzirin, the omer Rabbi Chelbo, etc., etc., is lo shon el al gaba v'tocha os. And we're more machmir in chazara. And if he play, he writes, if he places the food in the hot interior of the kira, inside the oven, and he does this on Shabbos, then it certainly gives the appearance of cooking, and is therefore forbidden, even if the food was initially in the kira, and he's merely replacing it. So, Memela, we have no proof, neither from the Mishnah nor from Rabbi Chelba. Toshma, now the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Shtei kiros hamatimos. We have two kiros that are next to each other, and they share a common wall. Achas grufa ktuma, v'achas she'ena grufa v'ena ktuma. Is mashim al gabe grufa uktuma. Just one second. V'ein mashin al she'ena grufa v'ena ktuma. Umahin mashin. Beit Shammai omrim lo klum. Ubeisil omrim chamin avalo tavshil. Okar diria kol lo yachsir. Now what does okar mean? He says that he removed something that had been left on the fire before Shabbos. Is diria kol, everybody agrees, both Beisil Beit Shammai, that lo yachsir, that he's not allowed to return it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Chamin Avolot Tavshil. Ubeisil Omrim Chamin Vitavshil. Beit Shammai Omrim Notlin Avolot Machzirin. Beisil Omrim Af Machzirin. So let's see how we understand this braisa. I amrit bishleim lishos tnan. If we're going to go with the chumrah of lishos tnan, and that means that shehiyah is only mutar on a goruf and a kotuv is masnisin, mani Rabbi Yehuda hi. Then our Mishnah is against Chananya, but it reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beit Shammai allows Shehiya on a Garuf a Kotuv only for water. Beis Hillel allow Shehiya on a Garuf a Kotuv even for Tavshil, even for cooked foods. Beit Shammai then prohibit Chazara altogether, and Beit Shammai permit it. So that is the presentation of Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, in which Beis Hillel is identical with Rabbi Yehuda. So Masnisim Mani Rabbi Yehuda hi. So our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's good, because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that if you take off the pot from the fire, then Beit Shammai would not allow you to replace it unless it's chamin, and Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to replace it, and Beisil would allow you to replace it. So that's Rabbi Yehuda in this braisa. Ela iyamit lahachzir tnan. What if we go back to the first possibility, which means that Mishnah reflects the Shita of Chananya, and you're allowed to leave the pot on the open fire in Erev Shabbos Shehiyah with, even if it's an Eino Garuf Eino Kotuv, is Masnisin Mani, whose Shita is reflected by our Mishnah. Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Meir. Neither of the two versions of the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda of the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Why? E Rabbi Meir, if you're going to hold like Rabbi Meir, and what did Rabbi Meir say? Let's go over this one more time. Just a second, Rabbi Meir, who is the one who says that Beis Hillel is going to allow you to replace, just one second, according to Rabbi Meir, Mayan Mashin, what are you allowed to leave on the Kira after Garafakatum? Is according to Rabbi Meir, Chachomim hold you're allowed to be Masha Chamin. E Rabbi Meir found Mishnah is Rabbi Meir is Kasha de Beit Shammai Bechadu le Beis Hillel Betarti. So we're going to contradict Beit Shammai on one count and Beis Hillel on two counts. And E Rabbi Yehuda Kasha Grufa Uktuma. So let's start with Rabbi Yehuda for a minute. I think that's a little bit easier. And now we're holding Lishos Tanan, which means we're taking the more strict view. So then we're requiring a Grufa and a Ktuma for Shehiyah. And I'm assuming, let me see if my assumption is correct, that Chazar would also be mutter, at least according to Beis Hillel, in a case of a Garuf HaKotu. Is E Amrit Rabbi Yehuda's Kasha Grufo Ktuma? Which means now we're holding now what? Just one second. Whose sheet are we holding like now? Just one second. The Gemara is saying that if we're holding Lishos Tnan, so Kasha Grufa Ktuma. Why? He says it contradicts Rabbi Yehuda regarding whether the Kira must be Garufa Kotu. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda was the one. What did Rabbi Yehuda say that bothers us now? That Beis Hillel Omrim Chamin Vitavshil. Okay. What's Kasha Grufa Uktuma? I'm trying to just work out those three words. Kasha Grufa Uktuma. Again, I'm trying to figure out, at this point in the Gemara, what are we assuming now? Oh, I'm sorry, we have to emphasize those words. Because again, if you're holding Lahachzir Tanan, that was the first possibility of the two, then our Mishnah reflects the sheet of Hananya, and you're allowed Shehiyah on a Garuf HaKotu. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa says that Beis Hillel Omrim Chamin V'Tavshil. Okay, so what is the problem now? We're holding like Hananya. So you're allowed Shehiyah on a Garuf HaKotu. So why is that against Rabbi Yehuda? I'm sorry. According to Hananya, we're allowing Shehiyah even without a Garuf HaKotu. And that clearly is against Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it means, Kasha Grufa Uktuma. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you definitely require a Garuf HaKotu. I'm just trying to calculate the mathematics here. How does the Gemara know that if we interpret our Mishnah as reflecting Hananya, which means that Shehiya is Mutter. So if Shehiya is Mutter, then Lechora, it should be Mutter for both Chamin and Tavshil. Now let's go to according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Shehiya is what? Shehiya is only Mutter on a Garfa Kotu. See, that's what I'm trying to figure out. How do we know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shehiya is only Mutter on a Garuf Fakotu? How do we see that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beichami Omer Chamin Avalo Tavshil. And Beisil Omer even Tavshil. And Beisil holds Af Machzir. So where do we see in Rabbi Yehuda that you require a Gara for Kotu?
Look at the case presented.
Yeah.
Beis Kiros and Matimos, one of them is Achas Gufa Kduma or Achas Sheina Gufa Kduma. Mashin Agape Gufa Kduma, but ain't Mashin Al Sheina Gufa Kduma.
And that's even according to Rabbi Yehuda?
No, that's against Rabbi Yehuda because of Kufa Ketuma. According to Tanya, you don't need Kufa Ketuma.
Right, and this price indicates that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you must have a Gara for Kotu.
Yes.
Oh, so that's what I just asked you. When it says Ein Mashim Al She'ena Gufa V'ena Ketuma, that's Rabbi Yehuda.
One second, please.
That's Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to assume, John, based on what you said, and right now we'll accept it until we know otherwise, that the problem here with Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have these two kiros that share one wall, you're not allowed to be masha on the one that's an eno garafi eno kotum. And that's against Rabbi Yehuda, and that's against Hananya, and therefore we cannot accept what's called lahachzir tanan. So that's why the Gemara says, Eli amrit lahachzir tanan, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, kasha gufa ketuma, because clearly from this brisa we require a gufa and a ketuma, whereas Hananya does not require a gufa and a ketuma. So that's where we'll stop for today, and maybe we'll double check this as we go along to see that it's absolutely correct. All right then?